Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
And good morning to you. Happy Friday. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. This is the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. Joining me in studio, Mr. Antonio Bersenio. This is the guy that we call the agent. He is a health markets insurance broker. And he is also the host of The Agent, heard on KRDO News Radio, Saturdays at 11:30. Very informative stuff. Insurance is not fun. It's not sexy. It's not. It's risky if you do it wrong. And in this context, we're going to talk with Antonio today about your business needs, the business risks and rewards being properly insured. And Antonio, welcome, of course, to the program. It's always great to spend time with you. Co-hosting with you on the agent is always a hoot. We do have a little fun there, but today, more serious note, we're really talking about risk, financial risk to a business if they don't do this right.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of risks for businesses if they don't have their proper coverage. You know, we focus on this on the show all the time. You know, one of the biggest things is health insurance, where that's very confusing. Is because there's a lot of businesses that do not know what is available to them, and they don't know what the costs are going to be. And so one of the biggest things we talk about a lot right now is, well, if you're a sole proprietor, if you're a sole proprietor business and it's just you and you're out there getting it done, still need insurance, and you know you might be eligible for subsidies. And that's what we're in the open enrollment period right now. So you might be eligible for those subsidies to reduce your premium so it doesn't cost you as much. There's also other products out there that actually can help you lower your taxes as well. And that's really what our specialty is really looking at your business, looking at your income, and making sure that you have the calculations correctly. And we work with accountants too, so we know what those numbers need to be and how they work legally. And so we do this full analysis to kind of help you so we can tell you, okay, well, you need that group plan that's going to be paid directly through your company, or you're going to do a qualified plan during open enrollment, and you're going to get that set up, and you're going to get subsidies from the government to reduce the cost of the insurance. And then there's other insurance policies that people need to have. You know, you got to have disability is very important. What happens if you're in that car accident? You know, and in this city, you know, we're up to 500 deaths for the year. So if you're in one of those and you make it, but you're in the hospital and you're not working for a month or two, you better have some disability insurance. And that could be paid for through your business as well. So a lot of these products can be paid for through the business. So what I love seeing is lowering that adjusted gross income. And so if that lowers your adjusted gross income, that's lowering the amount of money you're paying to the government, which is always a good thing. And that's what we focus on. Other products that we can do are supplemental insurance plans, where we can go ahead and put those together. So they give you money directly if things happen, and that helps you if you have an accident, you have a major illness, and then also that's going to do the same thing. It's going to be an expense for your business that will lower that adjusted gross income. So those are some of the key things. There's other things we can do for employees as well. So there's a lot out there.
Well, of course there is, and it's the risk of doing it wrong. And the one thing that you really love to emphasize when you are hosting the agent is the fact that there are 46 billion trash telephone calls every year in this country. 27 billion of those have a lot to do with somebody trying to sell you insurance. And those calls will get particularly voluminous this time of year and particularly pushy. And they're selling you something. They're not there in your best interest. The idea is not to do business with somebody over the phone. It is to do business with somebody locally. And Antonio, you are an advocate for doing business with any local insurance broker as long as they know what they're doing. So we're not You know, we're not here to sell health markets today. That's not the idea. We're here to coach and counsel, which is what you do. It's what you exist to do. A relationship comes from that. That's an awesome thing. You never charge for your consultation time. And working in a business and with a business to make those determinations about whether they're qualified for adjusting their gross income downward and things like that to see if they're qualified to work with the state exchanges and save a lot of money and pay less to the government. You spend that time with those businesses and you do not charge those businesses. That is your consultant heart. And you've been mixing and mingling in the small business community around here for a long time. So you know a lot of people, you know a lot of resources, you know folks that are on the outside of your own practice that can come in and work with you to help from the PEO space to the legal space. And it's great.
Yeah, it's something that we need to do the job properly. We have to have those partners so that we can refer someone to the business owners because it's very important. I mean, and, you know, one thing I want to emphasize is it's always great to have that local person, but if you don't have a local person in your area, and we have some rural areas in Colorado where it might be hard to find someone that really is that professional that knows all those areas. You know, we do help throughout the state. So we have a lot of clients that are in areas like Grand Junction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not have a lot of business specialists out there. So if you have a friend or family, you know, we can help in those rural areas, but we here are in Colorado and we're going to help you the best way possible over the phone, even though we're not traveling the Grand Junction.
And let's hold the thought there, and we're going to get a break out of the way. When we come back, we'll break some of that down a little bit more and take it a piece by piece here because there's some puzzles. This gets to be a puzzle. We need to make sure these things fit together and are put in their proper perspective for a Friday, right, Antonio?
Oh, of course.
I'm glad you're here. Antonio Briseño, Health Markets Insurance Broker, 20 years in the business, also host of The Agent here on KRDO News Radio at 11:30 on Saturdays, and it is available by podcast, krdo.com. Select radio and click on podcasts, and you'll find The Agent podcast. There's lots to learn in combing through his episodes and listening to those. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Ted Roberts, and joining me in studio today, Antonio Briseño, Health Markets Insurance Broker. We're talking business insurance. We're going to get a lot more specific in this segment. We're going to tell you about something you didn't know you could do that will hugely benefit not only your employees, but your business in terms of tax write-offs and things like that. So, Antonio, glad you're here with us today. And talking off the air, we kind of landed on the idea that there are things that you can do with group insurance. And there's a little magic that can happen there. This is the art of this business that you're in. And this is why you do what you do. People come to you with all kinds of balls of string. You're able to sort of grab an end of that and sort it all out and break it down, analyze it. You're going to ask a business a lot of specific questions. And from that, you can make some determinations about how to move some things around that do several things. And why don't you go ahead and break that down for us?
Yeah, we're moving things around all the time. It seems like that's what we constantly do. But yeah, in our consultations and analysis of the business, our goal is to always find the ways to save that business the most amount of money possible, however we can do it. And so there's so many different products that we have that we can do it, that's what our emphasis is. So couple examples that we've had some clients we've worked with. So I had one client, you know, successful business. And so their household income was pretty high that they were not eligible for any subsidies, you know, money from the government to reduce the cost of the insurance. And so when they were enrolling in a plan during open enrollment, which we're in the middle of right now, this is the time for individuals to enroll in health insurance. If you missed the open enrollment period, then you might not be able to get insurance for the entire year. So keep that in mind. But so they have an individual plan and we're looking at that and we see, okay, they're paying, say, $2,000 a month from their personal funds. We can start a group plan sometimes just a husband and wife with some carriers, and take that $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year, and now instead of that being a personal, you know, amount they're paying, now it's a business expense. So now it's $24,000 that they're able to take off of their adjusted gross income and save them in taxes, and then also save them on their personal income. So the couple other ideas we've done as well is we've taken, say, that $2,000 that they were paying, and then we go ahead and add a couple employees. And let's say that group plan now is a monthly expense of $3,000 a month for the business. And you have employees covered as well. So for that $2,000 that owner was paying just for their family, we applied it to the group plan and maybe added $1,000 or so and added employees. So we're giving benefits to the employees and we're getting extra tax write-offs for the business. And so there's multiple things like this that we do and try and structure things and analyze to help that business to cut their cost. That's always our goal, and that's what we do with our analysis to help businesses, you know, and we work businesses anywhere from, you know, a sole proprietor, which could just be one person, all the way up to 100 employees. Mm-hmm. So, and we're going to treat them all the same. It doesn't matter if you come in and you're one person or if you're 100 people. We're going to take the time and look at the whole group and help everybody the same.
And interestingly, in our wonderful city, there are somewhere between 10 and 20 some odd thousand businesses that fit in that category. It is likely that those of you listening fit into that category. It really is time, especially at this time of year, to get a good hard look at your insurance policies to make sure you're getting the write-offs that you can, that you're getting coverage for people that you can. And, you know, retention is a huge, huge deal in business, especially in this era of prosperity in which we are living right now. An employee is always going to look for the better deal because they can. It's not always going to be that way, but as long as it is, in this space, in employee retention, you have got to be competitive. And Antonio, that is something that has come from you on your program many times, that you are thinking that deeply about a business's future, about their competitive nature, about helping them grow and thrive. It's not just about insurance. Certainly, that's why you're meeting and doing the analysis. And hopefully, you're landing on a plan that works. But, you know, to stay competitive, to have a workforce, you've got to be able to give them the kind of treatment that will keep them there. And Antonio, examples that you can cite?
Yeah. So one other thing really that we want to focus on, because people either they know it, but they forget, you know, is with a group plan, you're not locked to open enrollment periods like you are with the individual coverage. Now, what I mean by that is, if you have a group plan now, yeah, you're going to have your annual renewals every year, but you could change anytime and you can start anytime. So if you have one now and you go past the open, you know, you go through your renewal, you keep the plan, and then 3 months later into that plan, you're like, yeah, I don't really like this. I'm not really happy with it. Hey, you give us a call and then we can go ahead and look at it in the middle of the year, and you can do that anytime. So that is the beauty of group. We can do that anytime. We don't have to do it in this crazy season. We can do it in February, March, April, May, summer. So we can make those changes anytime throughout the year.
But if you know on the other end of just having a look at this stuff, there's a huge savings in dollars, you should not wait. I mean, if you're a business owner, every dollar is precious, because every dollar you earn is money that you fought and scratched and clawed for. You shed blood, sweat, and tears for it. Don't let it fall into the hands of somebody who should not have it when you can do something about it.
Yes.
It's kind of gets that simple.
Yeah, we have actually saved a lot of businesses thousands of dollars. I mean, you know, when you think about it, you have a premium that, let's say you're paying $4,000 for your group plan, and we come in and we can adjust that and save you $1,000 per month. Well, you just saved $12,000 for that year.
Yeah, and think of the business growth things that you can do with that $12,000. If it's adding inventory, if it's increasing your marketing and advertising and your lead gen, if it's doing those things with that $12,000, that $12,000 now becomes an investment in your business's growth instead of plowing it into something that is necessary, that protects your business, but you didn't have to be spending that much money. And that, you know, wow, I could have had a V8 moment. That, you've seen a few of those.
Oh, we see them every day. I mean, and it's just educating, you know, our community and let them know, like, look, you should do an analysis on all your major insurance policies every year. You know, your group, your health, your life, your disability, long-term care. We will do that for you for free.
Antonio Presenio, Health Markets Insurance Agent, host of the Agent. Heard at 11:30 Saturday mornings here on KRDO News Radio. Joining me today on the Extra Business Edition. We're going to go to a break. Got your top stories coming your way here shortly. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Ted Roberts, and joining me in studio this morning, the agent. I call him the guy. Your guy, the guy who gets things done. Antonio, you are an energetic, ball of fire, ambitious kind of guy. You have a really solid client base and growing all the time. You love to be in the business space. You do your program on 11:30 on Saturday mornings, and you do talk a lot about business insurance and how businesses really need to be paying attention to that area, not only for the risk mitigation and protection of your assets. I mean, goodness, the deductibles are changing. They're getting bigger. There are resources that a lot of businesses don't know about. And for those 10 or 20,000 of you that fit into that 1 to 100 employee category here in the city, I'm no doubt that there are more than just a handful of you that hate this part of doing business and you really need some help. And, you know, it's time to step up and ask. Think about the money savings that we talked about in the last segment. In this one, our final segment together with Antonio today, because you're going to run off back to a 10 o'clock appointment and you're going to start your day helping people, and you're going to be working till what, 7 o'clock tonight again like you have been?
Well, yesterday I think it was 9.
And how many times have you and I talked at 4 and 5:30 in the morning because there's stuff going on? I mean, you really put your heart and soul into this, and I just have to give you some high praise for that, because that it shows your commitment and your dedication to this field and to wanting to help people, and that's huge. In this segment, we want to talk a little bit about, because a couple of things that we've mentioned, qualified plans. I don't think we all understand exactly what that means, and there are, so we want to break that down a little bit. Also, we want to talk about the Colorado exchanges and how they factor into my business and how the Colorado exchanges may be able to come to my rescue and help subsidize the money that I have to spend on that necessary evil that we call insurance. We're going to wind up this segment talking about what's coming up on your next series of programs. That's focused a lot on the open enrollment period that we're in right now. But let's start with the Colorado exchanges.
Yeah, so Colorado has a state exchange. You know, throughout the United States, there are different states that have state exchanges and federal exchanges. So we work in some other states as well that they have federal exchanges. And so the state exchange, and this is why we're so rampant and so upset about these robocalls, because there are four carriers in El Paso County that are the approved plans, which are called qualified plans. So you have Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, you have Bright Health, Friday Health Plans, and Kaiser Permanente. So now these networks are different individually than they would be group, or would they would be Medicare. So it doesn't cross over. You know, so if you have this group plan with Anthem, and then you go with an individual plan, that network's probably not going to be the same. And so that's another thing we educate on. But those four companies are the only ones that are qualified plans in El Paso County. So when you get these robocalls, and I'm sure you're getting them, because I know I get 10 to 20 a day. And I even get them on my business phone. So pretty ridiculous. And they go ahead and they tell you, oh, yeah, well, we're going to go ahead and get you a plan with, you know, we work with United Healthcare. Well, United Healthcare does not provide individual coverage in the state of Colorado. Or they'll tell you, oh, yeah, we have Cigna. Cigna doesn't provide, you know, coverage in El Paso County. They do in Denver. Aetna. Aetna doesn't provide coverage in Colorado for individual plans. So you got to be careful. If it's not one of those four companies and they're not telling you it's a qualified plan, you know, talk to somebody and just verify before you give them a credit card number, because that's all they want. They just want a credit card number to sell you something. Then you're going to find out a month or two later, or when you have a major accident or an illness, you did not have what you really needed. And so those are the qualified plans. Those are the companies. And then so, you know, for those business owners out there, you know, if you are a sole proprietor and you could be eligible for those subsidies through those qualified plans. And so that's money from the government to reduce the cost of your insurance. Now, that is something we're going to help you with. We are also in an enrollment center with Connect for Health Colorado. And Connect for Health Colorado does a lot of work with us as well on the station and in the office. So, you know, we're going to be able to help you with that and identify exactly what your subsidies will be based on your adjusted gross income. And we can help you calculate all that so we can figure out exactly what your savings will be. Many clients where they didn't know what they could do with their income, and we've adjusted it maybe by $2,000 a year and saved them $8,000 over the year. So give us a call and we'll help you.
Yeah, that's the idea. So connecting the dots, you can't work through the exchanges if it's not a qualified plan, right?
Correct.
You don't get to save the money if you're not insured with one of the qualified carriers. They're
correct.
Basically approved carriers. And that's the stuff that Antonio and people like Antonio will help you sort out. All right, Antonio, with about 2 minutes left, always fighting the clock, aren't we?
Oh, we are always fighting the clock. So, you know, just keep in mind, you know, one, if you get those calls or friends or family anywhere in the United States, if they're getting these robocalls, just hang up. Do not talk to these people. Do not buy anything. Do not give them any money whatsoever. You will be sorry.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. So what's coming up in this next series of The Agent at 11:30 on Saturdays?
So well, we're going to really focus on open enrollment, and we're going to go through processes and let you know how you can do it really effectively in a short amount of time, because there is only a limited time that you can enroll. You know, if you want a January 1st effective date, then you only have until December 15th to get your plan. So not a lot of time, but you know, we work all the time. So if you need an appointment, you can come to our office as well. You can give us a call in the office and we'll help you. So we're going to go over that and how we can make it easy and what we try like to call it, the stress-free enrollment.
And you have cookies.
And well, not every day, but we have candy right now from Halloween. But we can probably bribe someone to bring cookies.
You probably could. Antonio Briseño, Health Markets Insurance Broker, 20 years in this business. I mean, you've seen it just get more complex, not a do-it-yourself thing anymore like we like to talk about on The Agent, your program. Listen to Antonio, 11:30 Saturday mornings on KRDO News Radio. There's nothing else like it. Nobody's going to tell you the truth the way Antonio is going to tell you the truth about a subject that stinks anyway. So why not get the truth? Why not get a few smiles out of it while you're getting the truth? And, you know, you'll feel more educated. You'll feel a lot better. You'll feel better because you're smarter. And you take your business and save a bunch of money. That makes you a very smart person. And you're doing a lot for the people that you are that are working for you, and you're helping keep them with you. You're helping keep that workforce intact at your place because you're more competitive than the other guy that is across the street trying to lure your folks away. See? So there's a lot to this. And again, 11:30 Saturday mornings is the place to be with Antonio Bresenio, the agent. Antonio, thank you for spending some time with us here today.
Thanks. It was a pleasure being here.
Your KRDO Business Cast coming your way next, and a visit with Danny Freed. Today is Telethon Day. We're raising money for wreaths to lay on the graves of those who have sacrificed all for our country. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And good morning. It's Friday, November 8th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your headlines, fiscal conservatism wins out on Election Day, and Springs homeowners are more likely to be equity rich. And to your top stories, with thanks to the Business Journal, the results of the November 5th election in Colorado mean the state won't start fixing things anytime soon, it appears. That was the tagline used by backers of Proposition CC, which went down in flames, 55% to 45%, unlike two local spending measures, which were approved by Springs voters. CC would have allowed the state to keep money collected in excess of caps imposed by Tabor. That excess, which could reach billions of dollars over years to come, will continue to be refunded to taxpayers unless the state seeks voter approval again to retain it. And again, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, a new report on home equity and underwater loans says about one of every four residential properties in Colorado Springs are equity rich. That means the properties had a loan-to-value ratio of 50% or lower. The third quarter U.S. home equity and underwater report released yesterday by Adam Data Solutions showed that of Springs' 177,000 or so outstanding mortgages, just about 43,000 of those property owners had at least 50% equity in their homes. And once again, credit and thanks to the Business Journal, while Colorado's economy is still a national leader, business growth appears to be slowing. That's according to the quarterly indicators report for Q3 of 2019, which Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold released recently. The report, compiled by the Leeds Business Research Division at CU Boulder, shows about 31,000 new corporations, nonprofits, and other entities filed initial documents with the Secretary of State's office in the third quarter of this year. Filings fell 2.1% from the second quarter of 2019. In markets news, the trading week is winding down after stocks shot into record territory yesterday. The markets reacted to positive news out of China and Europe, where its central bank predicted positive growth in the second half of this year. Here in the U.S., the government reported the number of Americans filing new unemployment claims was 211,000, 4,000 fewer than expected. And to Massachusetts now, where Senator Elizabeth Warren is offering to sit down with Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. They're going to talk about his objections to her wealth tax. Gates told a New York Times columnist this week that he paid more than $10 billion in taxes, and he's fine if he had to pay $20 billion. However, he said, when told he should pay $100 billion, then he wants to see what's left. Warren tweeted that she's always happy to meet with people. She said she would tell Gates how much he'd have to pay under her wealth tax. And that's your KRDO Weekly Business Cast for November 8th. I'm Ted Robertson. Join me next Friday, 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your Weekly Business Cast only on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs Friday mornings live at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.